everybody. Ginger Black here. Yes, today is Monday. Hope you're having a great Monday. Ginger Black, workinsanity.com. I wanted to talk today about that manager you had at some point in your life or career that you just absolutely loved. You loved that person like a parent, maybe even better than a parent, a best friend. And I know everybody's had one of these people. So search down in your head and think about what that one person, who that one person was to you. So I remember a manager I had. It was in my really kind of my first corporate job. I had done some social work in the past and worked for a state job, and then I decided to shift careers and I went into the IT arena, and I had a manager who I still remember to this day, died very young, 49 years old, and he was a fast mover. It was always fun to go on a business trip with him. He had his issues. He drank and smoked, but he was hell on wheels on a business trip, let me tell you. Anyway, this manager, I'll call him Bob. Bob, what Bob did for me, he did some good things and he did some not so good things. And one of the things he did, and one of the things he taught me about how to manage people, was to promote the people under you. And he gave an example of this, a visual example, and I'm going to try and describe this to you so that you can get it. So if you put your hands in front of you, palm down, and you put one hand, so your right hand is over your left hand, and you say your employee is your left hand, and you are the right hand, and you're the manager. So if you promote your employees under you, what happens? You raise them up and they bang into you. And so automatically it raises you up. Because when you raise the people up under you, you can't help but be being raised up yourself. Now, I had to kind of experience that before I really got it. But today, it just makes so much sense to me that when you promote anybody around you, whether they're employees or not, you're going to be more successful. When you help other people, you get helped. When you help other people, the universe helps you. When you help other people, you automatically get elevated. So in a corporate environment, when your employees are successful, you're successful. Believe it or not, I know in corporate America, a lot of managers are threatened by having successful employees, and that is just totally wrong. That gets you nowhere. When your employees have success under you, other people want to come to work for you. Are you kidding me? Think about that. People love to work for somebody that promotes them. And what this man did was very subtle. He always made sure any project you worked on, he would have a letter put in your file, in your personnel file. He made a point of doing that every time you did anything that was good, successful, so forth. And there was a lot of letters in my file when I stopped working for him. Now, I can tell you that one of the things he didn't do for me was I decided to change paths, and he saw my future his way, not my way. He saw that I was just going to be considered another demo dolly woman in, you know, presenting in front of people. But I liked doing that. I liked presenting in front of people. He was a numbers guy, and he impacted government contracts in a huge way with negotiation, and he was a very talented man in that, and he saw a future for me in that. But it really didn't interest me, and he just couldn't let go of that. So he kind of did some things that kept me from changing careers for a while until somebody came along to help me on the other side. But he did that all out of wanting me to do best and wanting me to see something that I had potential to do. And so from that benefit, it was really good. Now, what I think is that a lot of people, like I said, are threatened by the fact that that their employees are doing better than them, or that their employees will take their job. Well, I would disagree with that or dispute that, because if you're doing a good job in promoting your employees and they do want your job, there's a place for you to move up as well. Because if you're doing a good job, nobody's going to replace you until you have a place to go. That may be naive in some companies, but if you're a good leader, then you'll be able to find a place anywhere. Now, what this man did is he eventually left the company I was with and went to another company, and he took everybody with him. People followed him to the ends of the earth because they knew, number one, that he was the best in his field. They also knew, number two, that he would always promote them. And they knew, number three, that they would do well under him. Now, that's the kind of manager that you want to be. And you have it in you. You just have to shift. You got to get away from thinking that your employees are a threat to you. Your employees are not a threat to you. Your employees are your assets. And as a leader, you want to be the one to helping them, to promoting them, to listening to them, to getting them the best that they can be. Because guess what happens on the other end? When you do those things, you can't help but elevate yourself. When you elevate them, you can't help but elevate yourself. When you listen to your employees and see what it is they really want, and you help them achieve that, who are they going to remember? I can tell you, I worked for this guy in 1986, maybe 1986. How many years ago was that? 36 years? 37 years? Wow. That's a long time ago. 26 years. Anyway, whatever many years. I can't count while I'm doing a show. Anyway, I still remember that man, and he's been dead many, many years, and I still remember him. Not only was he those things, he was also fun, but very serious about his career, knowledgeable about his field, always learning, always teaching his students under him to be the best they could be, no matter what else was going on in the corporation, no matter what else was happening around them. And I think that I learned so much from somebody like that. I learned how to be a different person. I learned how to take it to the nth level, take it to the next degree. How can you be that kind of leader? Because when push comes to shove, the job isn't as important as the people that you surround yourself with. And when you surround yourself with the successful people, the people that you see potential in, the people that you help their potential, because you see their potential, first of all, then you're going to both have success. Your employees are going to have success, and you're going to have success. So that's my tip for today. I want you to think about what it takes to be that kind of leader. Well, just to kind of go there, First of all, you have to have listening skills. Second of all, you have to take extra time to promote people in the eyes of other people. Not just in your eyes, but in the eyes of other people. And that's what he did by writing those letters. That's what he did about... You think people wanted to work with me because I was good at what I did? Yes, but they also really wanted his approval because he was on the fast track, because he was going somewhere, and they wanted to work with me because they knew he was promoting me. So it works in more ways than you can even fathom on this podcast. But when you promote people under you, it's always going to raise your level or your status in the eyes of other people. So again, think of how you can do that for your employees. Have a great day. This is Ginger Black with WorkInsanity.com. Talk to you on the next go-round.